Ike and Tina Turner with their Grammy-winning rendition of John Fogerty's Proud Mary. Throughout the 1960s and early 70s, Ike and Tina were one of the most exciting and influential acts in rock. They toured with the Rolling Stones and in 1971 performed in Africa. Shadowing their success, however, was Ike's treatment of Tina. Acting as the group's manager and musical director, he ruled his wife with an iron fist. In her 1986 autobiography, I, Tina, she wrote that he regularly isolated and abused her, often in the form of vicious beatings. By the mid-1970s, Ike Turner was in the grip of a cocaine habit. In July 1976, Tina fled Ike, reportedly carrying only 36 cents. She declined to comment on his death. In 1989, Ike Turner went to prison on drug charges and was still behind bars when he and Tina were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991. He reportedly maintained sobriety after leaving prison in 1993 and in 2001 published an autobiography, Taken Back My Name. In it, he admitted to physically abusing Tina. He also continued to perform with the Kings of Rhythm, and in 2007 won a Grammy Award for Best Traditional Blues Album. From 1970, here's a taste of solo Ike Turner, Taking Back My Name. I'm Ray McDonald.
Now I can't stand no woman telling me what to do. First thing tomorrow, I'm getting rid of you. Taking back my name is a crime and shame.